Girls' interest in computing peaks in middle school. That's according to a study from Girls Who Code. But if they participate in computing classes and other programs around that age, they're more likely to continue in the field. Margaret Faust reports on a collaboration in Milwaukee that aims to help more girls see themselves in the sciences.
A group of fourth and fifth grade girls get robots and a laptop. Their goal is to explore what a robot can do and then execute a routine for it to perform. In the Milwaukee School of Engineering STEM Center, the Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast play around with the sound effects they could code into their robots. Across the table, 10-year-old Vi Michaels is focused. She's wearing her green Girl Scout vest, which is decorated with the badges she's earned. Her brown curly hair frames her face. She's named her robot Popo. She's planned out three moves for it to do. After some tinkering, it can move forward and turn in circles. But when it's supposed to meow like a cat, nothing happens. She turns to the laptop and the code is gone.
Something happened to our code and it like changed.
Even though Popo didn't quite behave the way she wanted, Vi says she still had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of other stuff in it that didn't work. It's fine. Popo was amazing.
Liz Taylor is the director of STEM at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. She says girls and boys of the same age tend to have the same ability at science, technology, engineering, and math, but girls don't always see it.
But their confidence and like self-visualization of their success in those areas tends to differ greatly, with young girls especially feeling like maybe they're not capable of those topics.
She says exposure to STEM early and often can make a difference. A Microsoft study found that girls who do STEM outside of school are more likely to stick with it. But according to the Society of Women Engineers, only 29% of the STEM workforce are women. Barriers include gender stereotypes and male-dominated culture. Jordan Sievert is a biomedical engineering major and volunteered at the event. As a woman in her field, she sometimes feels underestimated.
People don't necessarily expect me to get a full grasp on every challenge thrown my way, but that makes it even more exciting to prove that I can do this just as well and sometimes better than everybody else.
She doesn't want these Girl Scouts to face the same adversity.
I want them to feel empowered and just tackle every challenge head on and that get that confidence that they deserve to have.
Fellow Girl Scout Embry DeGratz faced some challenges while coding her robot. Like Vi, her robot speakers weren't working, and she couldn't get it to make a sound. But she says she isn't discouraged.
You come across lots of problems in your life, but for me, I always try and get back up from it. If I can't, that's a sign to me that this is too hard. Let's try again when I'm a little bit better at it.
It took Vi time to build up her skills. She has advice for younger girls to get started.
Before getting into the big stuff, focus on the smaller stuff that is already made for you that you can work on yourself.
When a visitor at the event asked if they wanted to give robotics another try, the Girl Scouts had a unanimous response.
Yes.
Vi and her troop mates earned a programming robot badge for their work. Now it can be ironed on to their green Girl Scout vests. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.